Summers along the Great Lakes feature fishing, boating, and dangerous algae blooms that can shut down beaches. These blooms are caused by excess phosphorus, a lot of which comes from farms. So how are farmers tackling the problem? Elizabeth Miller and Veronica Volk of Great Lakes Today have the story.
Duane Statler and his son Anthony run Statler Family Farms, raising hogs and crops on one of a handful of demonstration farms across the country. Over the next 5 years, three farms in Northwest Ohio will test different practices to find out what reduces phosphorus runoff. The Statlers are unique from the other two project farms because they care for 7,200 hogs from birth until they're ready for market, as well as planting crops.
There is 1,225 head in this room.
Underneath each of Statler's three barns is a manure pit, which he uses to fertilize 500 acres of corn, soybeans, and wheat. Statler will use that fertilizer to implement one conservation practice at his farm. It's called variable rate technology. That's when cropland is split up into 2.5-acre plots, and each is prescribed fertilizer based on the soil in the plot. At the project announcement, Statler's son Anthony outlined why they wanted to be a demonstration farm.
It's our duty here to be able to be good stewards of the environment.
Footing the bill for the project is the Natural Resource Conservation Service. They've pledged $77 million to farmers in Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana for the next 3 years to fund best management practices. The federal agency says phosphorus runoff will decline if each farmer adopts one or two more conservation practices. But Duane Statler says it's not easy to be a farmer in the Great Lakes watershed.
It's a scary thing, and it's a conversation of farmers that, you know, why is everybody pointing a finger at us? It's like, you know, why am I wearing this big target?
Almost 400 miles to the northeast, my colleague Veronica Volk explains that New York farmers are dealing with another culprit of nutrient runoff, soil erosion.
Here, tributaries like the Genesee River can wash away hundreds of acres of farmland every year and carry all the chemicals that have been used to farm it. George Thomas is the executive director for the Center for Environmental Initiatives. He's been studying stream bank erosion and working with farmers to reduce it.
The farmers were very interested in doing something. It turns out that they're interested because they're losing their property.
Thomas works with farmers to cut into steep stream banks, creating a slope. Then they cover the slope with rocks and shrubs, which limits erosion under normal high and low flow conditions. But it isn't always 100% effective. Climate change is causing more abnormal weather events, with higher highs and lower lows. And there is some debate about pouring so many resources into farmlands. Joe Makarowicz is a professor emeritus of SUNY Brockport's Environmental Science Department. He says funding priorities have shifted from point sources, like wastewater treatment plants, to other sources, like farmers' fields.
Here in the Genesee, these other issues in terms of point sources, such as wastewater treatment plants, still exist.
But addressing agricultural practices might have a bigger overall impact. Lake Erie and Lake Ontario are surrounded by farmland. And other Great Lakes watersheds, like Saginaw Bay in Michigan and Green Bay, Wisconsin, are also looking at agriculture as a major source of phosphorus runoff. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.
And I'm Elizabeth Miller in Cleveland.